welcome to Hey Julie here on JulieLand.com. Today we're talking about sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Julie.
Hi. To help me out, I've got Buck Cherry in studio.
Couple of guys from Buck Cherry, yes.
Couple of guys. How many total is Buck Cherry?
Five total.
Okay.
And right now it's just me, Josh Todd.
Is the lead singer.
Yes.
And, okay.
Stevie D.
And Stevie D.
Guitar.
And are you the two founding members, or that's...
I'm not.
No, no.
Okay.
Keith Nelson.
Okay.
And I, he couldn't be here because he had other things going on. But
understandable.
Yeah.
So how long has Buck Cherry been a band?
Wow. Since 96.
Okay.
So,
and
almost 10 years.
And you guys have had some big hits.
Yeah, we did okay for a while there.
And then what happened?
And then we took a little hiatus.
Yeah.
And we just got a new lineup together, aside from Keith and I.
Okay.
And it's just working out really great.
And so you've just released a new album, right?
We just
you still
finished...
call it an album this day and age?
Yeah, we still
sure, a collection of songs.
Okay.
Yeah, we just finished a record that we did in 15 days, and we titled it 15. And it's our third record. And
excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, how does that compare to the one that you did? How long did it take to do the one before that, the second record?
The second record? Well, we had a bigger budget, so the second record... Second record only took like about 2 months actually.
Okay.
In the studio. Yeah,
So what do you have to give up when you're making a record in 15 days? I would think that there would be pluses and minuses to making a record that fast.
Right. There's no room to really dilly-dally around or like, you know, change the arrangements or anything. You pretty much have to have everything solidified before you go in there.
Right. This is the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Play it, get it done good.
That's
and
right.
Move on.
There's no experimentation with
right.
any of the parts.
What's
right.
it? Okay, so it's called Done in 15 Days.
It's called 15.
15.
Just Buck Cherry 15.
Okay, and we can get it everywhere?
Right now, we have, you know, it's released in Japan, which doesn't do anybody any good right now in the States, but it's in Japan and going to be into Canada, and it will be in the States after the new year. So
excellent.
Around January,
is,
February.
Well, when you're hearing this, that means you should go get it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Go out and purchase
it's,
it.
It's available. And describe your music for me. I know that's a tricky.
You know, it's
put music into words, but
it's you know, it's just rock and roll with an edge, and you know, a lot of sex.
Yeah.
You know, it's greasy.
Did you always want to be a rock star? Was that?
You know, not at the beginning. You know, at the beginning, I wanted to be a pro surfer. Actually,
okay.
You know, and then
that's a pretty great lifestyle too.
Yeah, I was a California kid, born and raised, so that's what I wanted to do in the beginning, but then I just my friend was a guitar player, and he wanted me to come to his house, and I just started singing through a microphone, through a guitar amp.
Is that the first time did you know you could sing?
No.
Really?
No, I just started screaming. I actually couldn't sing at that point either, but you know, it was just something to do. I loved punk rock at the time, so
right.
I was just screaming my head off. And actually, what was attractive to me was like writing words to songs, making up songs. That was fun.
Nice.
And that sparked a whole new passion.
So tell me about life on the road. How long have you guys been traveling together? Who's the?
Well, Josh had a solo band right before this, so
okay.
I was a guitar player for that for a little bit. So we were traveling about a year and a half ago, was it?
Yeah. But Stevie and I have known each other for like 12, 13 years.
Is it hard to go on the road? I mean, you've got to...
It depends.
You guys are like living together and, you know, you're...
It's really not very glamorous,
no?
What people might think, no.
I mean, that's like everybody wants to be a rock star. The sex, the drugs, the rock
right.
and roll, you know? I mean, is it...
It's really like 2% of the people, you know, the actual rock stars that get out there that are making, you know... Over, you know,
doing
100,000 a year,
right?
You know, that are actually have the accommodations to really have a pretty comfortable existence out there. Other than
right.
that, it's you know, it's great if that's what you love to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of sacrifices that come along with it, you know, being away from home and living out of a bag and being in a different space every day, you know.
That blows my mind.
That's really what you get paid for,
right?
You know, because being on stage is like makes up for all the gravy, crap you go
right,
through.
That's when you're like, all right, I'll do it another night.
The 1 hour of the day.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, I can't believe that. I mean, what about the groupies? That has to be an added
bonus. That's a lot of fun, you know, when you're single. Yeah. And then when
you got to
maintain
not
a relationship, it's difficult.
This will be actually the first tour that I've been on as a single guy. Well, actually, the last part of our last tour.
I think we've all been on the road on and off, like in relationships and out of relationships.
Right.
So
I can't imagine maintaining people like falling at your feet.
Yeah, I haven't made it through yet. Any relationship that I've had,
it's tough.
Touring hasn't really made it to the end of the tour.
Really?
Or shortly thereafter, I'm single again.
You're usually good about 6 months, and that's the threshold for a relationship. And then after that, it's like it gets brutal, you know, because it's just hard, you know, being away and
even right, just a long distance relationship at all, much less throwing in that
the element of.
Oof. So you got groupies to open for AC/DC.
Yes.
No.
We've opened for a lot of great bands.
Yeah.
AC/DC was like probably the biggest highlight of my life, you know, as far as like rock and roll icons, you know.
How, like, did you get to hang out with them or is it, how does that work?
Hang out with them the last show of the tour, and we all hung out in a room. All of AC/DC were in the, I was sitting on a couch right next to Angus, and his wife made us all hot tea. And we all.
Not mushroom tea, just plain old hot tea.
Not mushroom
tea.
Gosh,
all these fantasies I have are just getting blown just all to hell.
You know, actually, Angus has never been loaded his whole career. I mean,
really?
He didn't ever, like, it was, you know, Malcolm and everybody else that got, you know, really screwed up during
right.
that time. But, you know, I couldn't believe that when I was talking to him. He's a really sweet guy, you know. They all are so nice and so humble, and
it was
such a great experience.
Is it intimidating? Was it where you do you get nervous when you go out on stage still? Is that a emotion that comes up ever?
I always get nervous. It's more like adrenaline.
Yeah.
You know, adrenaline rush. But yeah, you always get nervous.
So coming up next month, you're going to Japan to open for Motley Crue, correct?
Yeah, we're going to do our own shows for the first week, and then the second week we're going to open up for them, do the tour.
Have you ever been have you played in Japan before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be our, like, seventh time back, I think.
Wow. How is it different than playing in the U.S.?
They're just, they really get into your whole career. They're not as fickle as, like, you know, people in the U.S. usually are only, you know, there when you're hot. And then it's like, you'll sell, like, 900,000 records or a million records or whatever when you're hot. And then when you put out a record and it's not getting
the
push, you know, you really see what your real core fan base is, and it's usually 10% of that, really.
Oh.
So, but in Japan, it's much different. They're like, with you till you're done.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the crowd participation is a lot more enthusiastic, too. Like in Hollywood here, or especially in Hollywood, they'll stand with their arms crossed.
This is a horrible place to perform. So on my side of the industry, there's a lot of strip clubs in LA, and a lot of the girls like to perform like down in the City of Industry and stuff because you don't have to travel. You know, you've got your day to at your house, but...
Yeah.
Ew, I hated streaming in LA because it's the same thing. They're just like
I mean, there's a lot of people in the industry watching, and you know, there's a lot
judging
of even,
and
judging. Oh, I can do that.
Spoiled too. They're saturated with entertainment here, you know.
Right.
But over there, like if you raise your fist in the air, you can see thousands of people raise their fist and they're jumping. It's
that's
screaming.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That's a huge rush. How do you can you get that rush any other way? For all of us non-rock stars who want to experience that besides...
Not exactly. I mean, that's...
It's really what you chase. I mean, it's the best part of this business, you know,
right.
is being on stage. You know, making the records and dealing with all the business side of things and traveling is just not where it's at. It's really just being in front of the people.
That energy exchange is just...
It's hot.
Yeah,
it really
it's
is.
Amazing.
I mean, being in the audience, you feel it. So obviously being leading it has just got to be...
Sure.
You get a hard on when you... play ever?
I don't ever get a hard on. I've thought about that. I thought about like performers who get naked on stage, and I'm like, man, I just don't know if, you know.
Wasn't somebody up on stage?
Perry Farrell, I saw a picture of him. I think Chris Kafaro took a picture of him naked on stage.
But wasn't there a guy that was a fan or something getting?
Oh yeah, we had one of our crew guys got blown during Lit Up on stage, like behind the PA speaker though. He wasn't actually like exposed to the audience, but that was pretty exciting.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That was his favorite show ever. Yeah. Like, I love this job.
Ever.
So what about in Japan? The geishas, is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's some of them. They're hard to find, actually.
Anymore?
Now, yeah.
That's a shame.
They're really beautiful.
Yeah, that's one thing over there. They're not as, like, sexual, I would say.
Really?
At least not up in out in the open.
They're more perverted. The whole relationship between men and women over there is much different.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't like it.
They're much more reserved. I should say that. They're much more reserved over there.
Women are still kind of, you know.
I think they exert
four
a lot more.
Four steps behind when they're walking down the street kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, they spend a lot more energy blending and being toned down instead of being out in the open with stuff. At least that's my experience.
Yeah, but they're, you know, it's starting to change though, because they're really into the Western civilization,
right.
And they're starting to change
it's
their ways.
Yes, absolutely. Do you guys watch porn on the road?
Yeah, a lot,
so much,
a lot.
So much.
That's why I asked you earlier if you had any DVD.
You're getting ready to head. You got to stock.
Yeah,
up.
Well, we're leaving soon. So.
I'm married, so you know. I gotta really just focus on the hand out there.
Yes,
you know?
Rosie, I hear you.
And so,
any favorites? What kind of thing? What kind of porn?
You know,
anything? Are you
getting so crazy now. It's like it's like going up another level as far as like all the stuff you're seeing, like girls like being choked with dicks and stuff like that. I'm just really not into that aspect of it. I just like to see like people having fun fucking,
right.
You know?
Yeah,
that really gets me off, but you know.
If she's not enjoying it, then I'm not really enjoying watching it, you know.
I don't know why it's going that way.
Yeah, the 2-on-1,
I
3-on-1,
really
the gangbang.
It's just so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I
mean, you know, you'll check it out just to see it for shock value for a second, and then it's just like, ugh, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little too much for me. I was never really big on like S&M or like being handcuffed or like,
no,
you know,
that's not your.
Nah, you know.
Mm. Oh well.
I guess it could be fun.
You?
You, Stevie.
You know, the handcuffed. No, I. You know.
It seems like a lot of work. I just want to, you know. I just
get it on.
I want to have an orgasm. I want her to have an orgasm, and then you know, let's
take a nap.
Right. Get a sandwich.
Watch a movie or something. You know?
Wait, what is that? Why does sex have to be work?
Why does that
have
to be so difficult?
I hear that. Right. That's funny. No, I like it though. I don't know many guys. I think it's a control thing. I don't think the guys like to be tied up much,
right.
And pushed around kind of thing. But
right.
You know, every now and then I like a good
a little role playing and all that kind
of
stuff.
Or a good spanking when I'm
right.
Been
well,
bad.
That's fine.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Definitely.
Ooh, I'm blushing now. Okay, so you head out to Japan and then back. Are you going to do Europe? Do you do a world tour? How does that?
I think when we get back, we're doing a series of California dates up the West Coast.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole West Coast run for December. And then in January, we're just going to be all over the States, I think. You know, everything's changing rapidly. So we just finished our song called Crazy Bitch we have.
Uh-huh.
We just finished a video for that on last week. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we got a lot of people from the website, girls, to come down and be involved in it. And they were wonderful. They worked for free and they worked for like
amazing.
Hours
that's
and hours.
Like
you,
great.
You played on Playboy TV. You played on Night Calls. Is that that's
yes.
what you played
yeah,
for
show.
Us?
Yeah. That was,
yeah.
So
that was
so
how
much
was fun.
That? Was that a good time?
Night Calls?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was a blast. I had so much fun. Christy Canyon, get out of here.
We were all there like the whole time, like just sitting there just going, you know, their jaws dropped.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I'd never seen the show before, and I couldn't believe what was happening. You
that's
know?
Funny.
I'd
so
seen it one
fun.
Time before. On I forget where I was at. Somebody had.
It's
know.
Different when you're there, though. I think. You
yeah.
Know,
yeah.
Because it's not edited. You get to see it all. You know.
It's hot.
And did you kiss her boobs or just grab Christy Cannon's
I just grabbed her, and then she asked me to grab the other one. And then
you have to oblige,
man.
Legend like that.
They were fantastic, you
aren't
know,
they?
Borderline spectacular.
Really held up nice over the years.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. Any other favorite performers? I know you're Christy
I like
Kane.
Randy Wright a lot.
Randy Wright?
Actually, I just saw her.
Where? Like you ran into her in the valley or something?
Yeah, right.
Which could happen.
The San Fernando Valley. No, I think it was at the Key Club. Yeah, it was at the Key Club.
Very cool.
Yeah. What a cutie.
Huh.
And the two hosts. You guys look great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You know. Have you done live performances, like TV before?
Oh, yeah. We did, we've done Leno and Conan.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. What was that like?
It was exciting, you know. It's bizarre because you go there and it's, you know, you're filmed in the middle of the day, so it's not like what you imagine. And
right.
It's freezing in there. So that was something to get used to, you know. But it was fun.
No naked girls around, though.
No naked girls.
Damn it.
No.
See?
I did a New Year's special in Vegas, and that wasn't half as fun as night calls, you know.
Well, that's cool.
We're trying to get on the AVN Awards to play over there in Vegas.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
you guys would be really good for that.
Yeah.
They need some...
You can put in a good word for us.
...talent over there. What? Yes, I will put in a good word over there. Here I am bashing them, and then I'm going to try to get you... All right. Scratch that. Halloween. I know this is going to be in the past when people hear this, but are you fans? It's coming up. Are you fans?
I'm actually going to get spirited this year. I don't usually.
Yeah.
But I just enjoy passing out candy to the kids, but I'm going to get a mask and I'm going to scare them every time they come to the door. I'm really excited about that.
Well, you live in a neighborhood that you can do that.
Yeah,
kids around in my neighborhood.
So you don't want to give out candy to the people that stop by. So when you tour the U.S., where do you really like to play? Where do you like look forward to going back?
Oh, there's lots of places. I love Texas. I love Florida, New York, Minneapolis, Detroit, Chicago.
And what's a highlight in those places? Like, what's so great about playing in Texas? What's her name?
Highlight. Old what's her name?
Yeah.
Those are really good markets for us.
Nice
Atlanta as well. They just love rock and roll, and they get crazy, you know.
Those places are, you know, big fans of rock music, you know what I mean, and aren't afraid to show it, you know, and have fun, you know what I mean. So when they're having fun, we're having fun, so, yeah.
And Buck Cherry just brings, you know, we just, like, kick off the animal and everybody.
Absolutely.
Men and women, so it's a lot of fun. And people in Florida, especially, are very free with their bodies, and which is nice.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, you can't wear too many clothes.
That's
it's
right.
Hot and
that's
stuff.
Right.
It's a nice vibe.
Something about those Florida girls. I don't know what it is. Something in the water.
Maybe
it's the sun. I don't know.
I don't know. So, okay, so you're...
We can tell you where the girls are easier.
All right. Tell us that, okay?
The girls are easy and, well, easier in Florida and Texas. It's been my experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
and Alabama.
True.
Yeah.
Alabama.
And, West Virginia.
West Virginia. I'm not too familiar with West Virginia.
Interesting. So does the party... So you're in a relationship. It's harder for you, but you'll be single. So does the party just keep going after the show?
I don't know.
That's when the hunt goes.
Yeah.
That's when you turn into a hunter.
I gotcha.
It's like that's when all the single guys turn into hunters.
Right.
After the show. And they just go out to seek out, you know... Maybe just getting, you know, a blowjob.
Why not? That's not sex.
It's not sex.
It's not sex.
Right. All right. I'll have to remember that next time I do get into a relationship.
Exactly.
Honey, it wasn't sex. Yeah. Julie said it wasn't sex.
Hey.
I didn't know. Had I known, I wouldn't have had that look.
How about you?
Blow me.
Do you have an open relationship?
In theory.
Yeah.
In theory. How does that...
We talk about
it. Your theory or his theory?
Both of ours. Oh, okay. Because we talk about it. You know, my background, you know, it's not easy being married to a porn star.
Right.
And, or an ex-porn star or whatever you want to call me. And we talk about having not a normal relationship because we both are so adventurous sexually, but it really hasn't come up.
Are you guys swingers? Do you hang out
with
other couples?
You know, the hard part about that is that it's really hard to find two other people, like four people together that all jive, you know?
Right.
Because I found this when I was married 12 years ago when right. I was a pup, you know, and mm-hmm. we tried the swinging thing. Mm-hmm. And it always seemed like hot chick, dorky guy. And I right. was always taking one for the team. I'm like, right. wait a minute. You right. know?
That's not fair.
It was really hard to find, or else well, they aren't thought there, one
not
of
that
us,
I know. You know firsthand, but aren't there singles or swingers clubs that you can go check out a whole bunch of couples
yeah.
in the same time?
You know what? And I'm
no.
You know, here's
you.
The other awkward part.
Right.
Sometimes it's a huge bonus, and other times, being Julie Ashton, mm-hmm. everybody wants
everyone's
to have sex with
yeah,
everybody's
like, oh,
know?
How about her?
Right, which right, is a right. really good thing a lot of the times. But sure. a lot of times, it's really not a good thing because it's like,
God,
you want to have sex with me because there's
I know.
Like a vibe
right.
or bragging rights or, mm-hmm. you
yeah.
know, and
yeah.
so it kind of just adds
that's
a
tough.
Weirdness to it.
That seems like it'd be tough, you know, to really know what somebody was
about yeah. yeah you know and so we talk about it we're on Adult Friend Finder all the time. Have you ever
sorry.
Oh you're an important guy. Have you guys have you ever seen that site Adult Friend Finder?
No, only in pop-ups. I've never really
yeah.
Clicked on it.
It's amazing. It's just millions of horny people.
Looking to hook up?
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Looking to hook up, you know?
Friendfinder.com?
Adult Friend Finder.
I'll check it.
Yeah,
I'll be on it later.
It's really fascinating, the kind of shit you find on there.
What's the turnover rate on something like that if I join, let's say, this afternoon?
What do you,
you think I could?
You'll be laid by 7. I think there's a guarantee.
Right. Excellent.
You know, cool. double your money back if you're not.
Right. Oh, it's a pay site?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It is, but it's very graphic. But it's just.
Is that one of those sites where you list your name and everything, and then you got to put your penis size and all that stuff on it?
Yeah. But there's pictures though. That's what really fascinates me is these, and the fact that they think like one little bar over their eyes, all of a sudden they're
makes
completely
anonymous.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, here she is getting banged, and you know,
right.
I mean, it's like this interracial DP, and
her.
She's got two little dots on her eyes. Oh,
right.
Isn't that Betty? No, I guess not. You know,
no, I can't tell because of the black bar.
Exactly. You know,
she's got that tattoo that says. Mom,
exactly.
Right there.
But I like to look at that site because it shows that people are freaks.
Yeah.
You know, they might not talk about it.
Right.
You know, but what people are doing is really out there.
Yeah.
No, so that's why it's a cool site.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Check that out.
You know, what the hell. And get the CD. It's called 15, Buckcherry 15.
Yeah.
It'll be out next year.
Check out our website, buckcherryworldwide.com.
Buckcherry.
See what's going on with
us. Buckcherryworldwide.com.
Yeah.
And tour dates will be there.
Tour
and
dates.
Hot pictures of you guys.
Everything. News, pictures, video,
nudes?
Clips. News.
News.
Did I say nudes?
Nudes.
See where my head's at?
Maybe I just heard nudes. I don't know.
There's also stuff on myspace.com.
Yeah, myspace.com/buckcherryworldwide.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Congratulations,
awesome
you guys.
To hang out
thanks
with
for having
you.
Us.
I hope
again.
To see you in Vegas. That would rock.
Yeah.
That would totally be awesome. And one final time, go get Buckcherry 15 right now, as soon as this is over.
Right on.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all
right. Julie.
And all y'all out there, thanks for listening. This is Hey Julie at julieland.com.
Hey, Julie.